This is your host, David Yanis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We've been talking about hope this week, hope that God is moving, hope that God is changing things in your life, hope that we are going to get this through together with God. Amen. I've seen so many different reports on television, so many different things online, and I tell you what, the scripture always says, the song says, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. I will believe the report of the Lord. You remember that old song? I will believe the report of the Lord. You know, there's many things in the Word of God, but I think that you have to realize God's with you. God's with you. God's with you. No matter what, God is with you. I've seen many things happen in miracles and signs and wonders, and I believe so much that God is real. I believe so much that He is able to take care of you anytime that there's a need in your life, that God is able to do it. I believe so much that He can do many, many, many things for you. I know it. I've seen it. Trust it. Believe it, that He is God and able to do all the things that the scriptures say He can do, because they will grow in your life. The things and miracles of God have grown and moved tremendously. I can testify for my life. I have seen many things happen personally. And in fact, let me read you the scripture. We all know the scripture, but I want to read it to you because it was so significant in this story I'm about to tell you. It says in the Word in Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now let me explain this to you. We've all heard this scripture. We've all heard this shared many, many times in many, many churches and many, many sermons on television, online, on the radio. And you always hear, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It goes by so quick when they say it. It's a short scripture. It goes by so quick when you hear it, and you're like, well, I know that God is able. I know that God can do what God says He can do. I know it. I trust it. I believe it. But when you hear this scripture and you hear that go by, are you really capturing it? Are you really putting it in your spirit? Are you really saying, yes, I believe it, I believe it, I receive it? Are you really capturing it in your heart and in your spirit? I'll read it to you one more time. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, 17. I was in, and the best way I can explain this is when I was in India, I traveled there. Maybe this was my second trip. No, this was my second trip for sure that I went to India, and miracles start happening everywhere we were going. People were getting healed, different places, different areas that we were going to. But one thing that was very amazing was that I was in this long Jeep ride. Oh my goodness, I think it was 6 hours. Okay, remember I told you before on the other shows that I took a flight. It's almost 24 hours to get there between staying in Amsterdam and flying out again, not even staying in Amsterdam, being in Amsterdam for like 6 hours and get on the next plane and go on for the next 8 hours. So it was 16 plus the five layover, 23, 24 hours. And then we stay and rest for almost a whole night. And then we take off early in the morning on another train. And then that's 12 hours. But this time I took a flight. So on my first trip, it was crazy. It was horrible. On the second trip, not as horrible. I took a flight into another region, and then a five-hour train to get to a place. And then we went on a six-hour ride on a Jeep So you get what I'm saying. It was a long ride. But we went all the way back into these mountains and these villages that not many Americans and not many visitors, foreigners, will go to. And I was able to go there. This is an Orissa state, Odisha. They call it Odisha now. It was Orissa when I went there. We go out there. We go and we preach the gospel. We pray that God does something. But this is an amazing story, what happened. And we were out there preaching the gospel. I was preaching on 100% miracle working power. Jesus has 100% miracle working power. In other words, when Jesus went into villages, he healed everywhere. He healed everywhere. The Bible says, and he healed them all. He healed them all. Whoever came to him in the word, there's parts of the gospel that just say he healed them all, or they were all healed, or that they were all, there was no sick among them anymore. So three or four things that's spoken about that's in the word of God. So I was preaching about 100% miracle working power. When I was out there, they were in a small little building, it was a small little church. Supposed to fit 200-300. They packed it with 500 people. And when they packed it with 500 people, I looked at that and it was cool. It was exciting to preach to 500 people. It was exciting to preach to that many people and say, hey, I know God's going to move. God's going to change things. So I went over there. I preached the gospel. People received the scripture I was teaching. They were excited and ready to get healed. And they asked me to go down and pray for them. So I'm about to go down to pray for them. And when I went down to go pray, and in the altars, like we would do here in the United States, went through down there to pray. Everybody pressed forward because they were so excited about faith. Their faith was ignited. They came running to where I was at. And as I was standing there, they came and hit the whole cement block. It was like a huge block of cement, the stage. I jumped on top of the stage, and all you hear is a big thug, a numph, and people screaming because they got hurt running up to the front and getting squished. The whole crowd was wishing or pressing against the people that they were getting squashed. And I had to pray. I had to figure out, how am I going to get this? I mean, what are you going to do? There's not a manual to say, how do you pray for 500 people in a small building and say, hey, God, take care of it. I had to pray in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God, and find a way to get all these people prayed for, because there was no way I could lay hands on that many people. And they all wanted me to physically pray and put my hands on them. So we'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and it's amazing to see Ignite Your Day going around the airwaves, touching people, ministering to people, because I know that we put a lot of effort putting these shows out to you, and we do a lot of work to make sure you get them. That way you are blessed, and make sure that you are, at least they're available. Now it's up to you to watch, up to you to watch it on this station that we're on, and we're in your area exclusively right now because this is where we're starting. This is where God has put us to start, put a good friendship with the station here that's broadcasting now, Harvest Now Channel, with WBPI, Watchmen Broadcasting. We appreciate them putting us on the air with us and appreciate just getting out there and going and getting things going. Please consider continue being a blessing with our ministry and seeing what God does, because we're excited. We don't know where God's going to move this and how. I just expect big things. Amen. Back to the story I was telling you before the break, where I was in Batapata. This is how you say the word Batapata. And I was talking to the people, my translator, because they're wanting me to go back in the crowd, and it was like a big rock concert in a small room, because there's people everywhere jumping and screaming and trying to climb on the stage. The other workers there and pastors were pushing people off the stage. So just imagine that kind of chaos. This, in a minute, I had to figure out what to do. So this is what I did. I told the translators to follow me. We climbed out a window of the church. Now, how many pastors do you know that could tell you that they climbed out a window of a church? Climbed out a window of a church, and then we went down to the front, all the way to the side of the church, to the front of the building. We got to the front of the building, and when we got to the front of the building, I told the translator, took the translator with me and another person, and I told them, okay, now we're going to open the doors. We're going to evacuate about 300 people. We're going to leave 200 people in. We're going to evacuate, 300 people. We're going to leave 200 people inside. So as they cross past me, I'm going to lay hands on them. And as I lay hands on them, God's going to touch them. God's going to give them what they came for, whatever it was, whether it's a healing, whether it's a miracle, whether it's something. God will do it because he's God and he's able to. So went ahead did that and sent him back into the church. He announced it. They opened the doors. Slowly they came out. And as they walked by, I'd lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Until we got, the other person was counting it for me as I was praying. When it went back inside, locked the door, and went back through the window. I came back through the window to the front of the stage. And we're able to do our normal service and pray for everybody that was there. Now, the wonderful thing about this was that as I prayed for them, I could feel the virtue, that healing anointing in me going forward and touching those that were there. I could feel it just coming out. And it comes through my back, all the way through my back, all the way up through my hands, and it goes right out my hands, my fingers. I could feel it moving. It's a wave. It's like a wave. In fact, I was preaching in Katy one time, Katy, Texas, and as I'm preaching, as I'm praying, I say, now the anointing will come out of me on my hands and my back. And the pastor would be in towards the middle or even at the back of the church at times. And he would feel that wave anointing hit him. Wherever he was at, he would feel that same wave. So it's amazing to see what God does and see how God does it. And the anointing, who can explain those things but God? Amen. So we finished up the sermon. We prayed for everybody. And we took off. And as we took off, the pastor's, believe it was the pastor of the church, he was like really excited about us being there. He wanted us to come to his house to pray for people. But I always had a rule to pray for his wife. I had a rule. I never, ever would go to people's residences early in my ministry in India, because there was a lot of hatred from opposing religions, and they would come after our ministry, and I was always trying to be a step ahead, and they would block the roads and look for us. And when God's miracles are on you, when God's authority is on you, when his power is with you, there's someone that's mad, and it's the devil. There's someone that's mad, and it's the enemy. The enemy's coming against you when you're trying to come into places. Now, God's with us. We don't pronounce anything. We just believe it. But I got to tell you what, God's power is stronger. God's anointing's bigger. God is all-powerful. The devil has no power at all. God is God, and he's able to deliver you out of any of your situations. So I made the exception that I was going to go ahead and pray for my friend and his for his wife. We went to his house, and she was laying on the bed, and he told me that she just one day could not get up. One day could not get up. She had a stroke, or I have no idea. She just was paralyzed, laying in the bed. And I looked at him, and I said, okay, well, let's pray. And I laid my hands on her forehead, and I said, by the time I get to my hotel, which I was about an hour, maybe 45 minutes away from my hotel from that location, as by the time I get to my hotel, God will heal your body. Not only will God heal your body, but you will get out of this bed and you will make your husband's favorite meal. And she looks at me and just couldn't even make a facial expression. That's how paralyzed she was. She just looked at me and then looked away real slowly. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. You know that the Bible says, so shall the words that proceed out of my mouth, they shall not return unto me void, but they shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the very things that I send them. That's what God's word says. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, what we talked about earlier. I will tell you this. By the time I got to the hotel, I got a phone call. And it was the pastor. And he was talking to my translator, Shadrach. And Shadrach told him, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He said, pastor, he talked to me, pastor, this is Shadrach talking to me, it is done. The woman is healed, and she's making his favorite food, and he's excited because he's very hungry. He's very hungry. So we went from there. We got to the hotel. I came back to the States probably 2 weeks later. I'm back at home, and I get a call from Johnny. Johnny is the assistant to Shadrach, and Johnny was, I call him Johnny. His name is John, but we all call him Johnny. Johnny went over there, and that was his village that we visited. It was his home church that we were able to minister and do the work that God has sent us to minister. And Johnny was like, hey, I have to testify to you, Brother Yanis. I go, please. He goes, God did so many things. He did so many things. He said, everybody that we know of in the church was healed. Remember, I said there's about 500 people. I said, amen, praise God. He goes, everyone, we've never seen this in our village before. He goes, the other thing is, everybody went to go pray for other people. Like you told me, he said, go inspire faith, go ignite it, go out there and pray for other people. He goes, we did that. And as we went out to pray for other people, we couldn't find any sick people, no sickness in the Hindu faith, the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, the Buddhist faith. They all lived in one community. He said there was no sickness anywhere. Why? Because Romans 10:17 says this, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. They had bullhorns, you know, those big old bullhorns that you would see in old TV programs that would just make the siren or announcements. They had these on these poles all over the place of the village. And the church purposely took over that PA system and played my sermon as I preached it. Not only were these people working in the market, working at home or working in the village itself or at home, they heard the message of faith. They heard the power of faith. They heard about Jesus and his 100% miracle working power. As they heard this faith, God healed them. Many, many were saved in that village that I did not even know or talk to or shake hands with. You just don't know. But that is my best example how I can tell you about. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They heard so much of the powerful word of the Lord that God did amazing, amazing things for them. In that minute, in that hour, God did what was said in the Bible that he does. I want to tell you right now, hope is believing that this word of God, that this Bible is true. It makes what it says it does. It changes the things it says it will change. It will bless and heal and protect you by knowing God and walking with God, having a relationship with God. Let me finish with this one scripture. It's found in, where is it at? Oh my goodness. Okay, anyway, I don't have it. Oh, it's in John. It's in John. Running out of time. Anyway, we'll catch it on the next segment. I'll start off the show with it. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Day. Stay tuned for the Igniter session coming up. It'll bless you. God bless you. We'll be right back. The Igniter session is coming up next on the next segment. God bless.
I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
The show, this is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I pray that God is moving and influencing you through all the shows that we're making. We want to do our Ignite Your Faith session, and I believe that this testimony is going to change your life. This testimony is going to make things perfectly clear and amazing how great God is. I believe it. I want to tell you a story that happened in Mexico. It was in 2019 in the fall. I think it was in November. And I was out there preaching the gospel. And I was preaching the gospel. I was preaching, of course, my series of Igniter of Faith healing services that I preached around the world that are carefully crafted by God. Amen. Carefully crafted by the Holy Spirit. Every time I go out, I preach, and God orchestrates the Igniter of Faith healing service. And I tell you what, it was amazing this time because I was preaching, and as I was preaching, everybody was getting healed. People were getting touched left and right. The anointing was there. It was very powerful that night. And I noticed that in the back, people were moving to the right and to the left, and somebody was coming with a wheelchair and a child. And everybody was laughing as this person passed. I walked over to my translator, and he was even laughing. And I'm like, what's going on? Why are you laughing? He goes, you don't understand it. But it's this little boy. This lady, this mother drags him all around all of Mexico. And she'll go to the washroom, washateria with him. She'll go to the restaurants with him. She'll go to the grocery stores with him. And as she goes with him, he's a vegetable. He can't smile. He doesn't move his eyes much. He can't lift up his hand. And she takes this child, and everybody says, why don't you put him in a hospital? And she says, because I have no money. But I believe that God will send a man of God to pray for my son, and he will rise from this chair. I believe it. So she's pretty much the laughing stock of this little area that we're visiting and preaching. So I went over there, and I told her, let's go to her. So he went to the mother, and the mother trying to explain everything. I don't need to hear the whole story. My faith was charged. My faith was excited. I don't need to hear the whole story and what happened. He was born like that. I understand. That's all I got to know. I walk up to him and I looked at him eye to eye. I laid hands on him. And as I prayed for him, I stepped back and I looked at him like this. And I said, what's up? I said that in Spanish. What's up? As he looked at me, his head came up. He's never spoken in his life. And he just smiled. And he said he was fine. I said, great. I go, move your head. He moved his head to left and right. I said, smile. I smiled at him. Now, if you sow, you reap. I sowed a smile, and I reaped a smile back. I looked at his hand. I said, give me your hands in Spanish. Don't give me your hands in Spanish. And he gave me his hands. As he gave me his hands, I shook his hands. I said, God's doing it. You're healed. God is healing. There's paralyzed boy right in front of us. As I looked at him, I walked off, and I started to leave. He grabbed my coat. When he grabbed my coat, I turned around and said, what's up? What do you want? He pointed at his legs. When he pointed at his legs, I looked at him. I said, you want to walk? He said, yes, I want to walk. I said, then come on. God's already healed your arms. God's already healed your face. God's opened your mind. God's opened your eyes. God's already healed your legs. You just got to act on it. You just got to step up and get out. He looked at me, got my hands, and as he got my hands, he jumped out. He fell, but he kept his balance just a little. My team grabbed him, and I said, walk him with me. And he walked beside me. I wasn't holding his hands. I was just walking beside him. We start walking and walking and walking, and soon enough, he broke loose of everybody that was holding him, and one by one, like a toy soldier, kicking his feet in front of him, kicking his feet in front of him, following me. God was doing the miraculous. So I was in the spirit, and I'm a character when I start preaching and praying for people. I start running. Guess what? The young boy started to run. God's amazing. He went back to his chair. We sat him down, and he was tired, understandable. You know, God's healing him. God's doing the supernatural, but the natural, the physical, he still got to be conditioned to be out of his chair. He sat down, and he smiled. He said, I feel good. And he had a toy in his hand, a little airplane. I don't know where he just got the use of these hands, and now he had a little airplane in his hand. This little kid's crying that beside us because he took his plane. I got some pesos, and I gave it to the kid. I go, buy you another toy. I told the mom, buy him another toy. Let him have this one. And he's already playing in the air with the plane, making noises with those lips that did not move, smiling like a wonderful smiling that he's doing right here. This is an amazing testimony. Yes, God can do it. God can heal those that are paralyzed. God can heal those that are maimed. God can heal those that are blind. I've seen God heal blind. I've seen God heal maimed. I've seen God do amazing things. The Bible says that Jesus went and rested. And when he went and rested, the people found him. And when they found him at the bottom of the hill, wherever the part of the hill he was on, they came and laid those that were sick, those that could not get there on themselves, those who were blind, those who were deaf, those who were maimed, the word of God says. And the Bible says they were astonished because he healed them all. Yes, Jesus can heal anything. Just like this young boy, God did an amazing, wonderful work. I pray that anything you need will happen right now, that God will move in a wondrous, wondrous way on your behalf. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on Ignite Your Day. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.